But our early man has a moment to reflect, and he thinks to himself, "Well, this is an interesting world that I find myself in." And then he asks himself a very treacherous question, a question which is totally meaningless and fallacious, but only comes about because of the nature of the sort of person he is, the sort of person he has evolved into, and the sort of person who has thrived because he thinks this particular way. Man the Maker looks at his world and says, "So who made this, then?" Who made this? You can see why it's a treacherous question. Early man thinks, "Well, because there's only one sort of being I know about who makes things, whoever made all this must therefore be a much bigger, much more powerful, and necessarily invisible one of me. And because I tend to be the strong one who does all the stuff, he's probably male." And so we have the idea of a god. Then, because when we make things, we do it with the intention of doing something with them, early man asks himself, "If he made it, what did he make it for?" Now the real trap springs, because early man is thinking, "This world fits me very well. Here are all these things that support me and feed me and look after me. Yes, this world fits me nicely." And he reaches the inescapable conclusion that whoever made it for him. This is rather as if you imagine a puddle waking up one morning and thinking, "This is an interesting world I find myself in, an interesting hole I find myself in. Fits me rather neatly, doesn't it? In fact, it fits me staggeringly well. Must have been made to have me in it." This is such a powerful idea that as the sun rises in the sky and the air heats up, and as gradually the puddle gets smaller and smaller, it's still frantically hanging on to the notion that everything's going to be all right because this world was meant to have him in it, was built to have him in it. So the moment he disappears, catches him rather by surprise. I think this may be something we need to be on the watch out for. We all know that at some point in the future, the universe will come to an end, and at some other point, considerably in advance from that, but still not immediately pressing, the sun will explode. We feel there's plenty of time to worry about that, but on the other hand, that's a very dangerous thing to say. Look at what's supposed to be going to happen on the 1st of January 2000. Let's not pretend that we didn't have a warning that the century was going to end. I think that we need to take a larger perspective on who we are and what we are doing here if we are going to survive in the long term. There are some oddities in the perspective with which we see the world. The fact that we live at the bottom of a deep gravity well, on the surface of a gas-covered planet going around a nuclear fireball 90 million miles away, and think this to be normal, is obviously some indication of how skewed our perspective tends to be. But we have done various things over intellectual history to slowly correct some of our misapprehensions.